Service Union, Finance Actor Union.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, on the 13th of May 2016, you were reported by the Australian Financial Review as holding the following views. It is imperative that the person working in a branch should be proud of who their chairman is, should be keen on who the board members are because they are emblematic of the culture of that organisation. And in your view, remuneration should encourage longer-term thinking for the benefit of the bank, all of the bank stakeholders, which includes the customer, the society and the staff. Given these comments, and in light of the Australian Bankers Association Sedgwick review into frontline retail bank staff pay and incentives, how will the board ensure that executive remuneration structures and outcomes drive a culture from the top down and deliver on rebuilding trust and confidence in the bank and our financial system?
Thank you for that question. I think it's a very good question, and one's always nervous when you say what you said on a particular date, but I agree with what I said on that date. And I just want to assure you and the other shareholders that we know that the way we pay people does instigate particular ways of dealing with things, and we are absolutely aware of that. This is why, as Shane mentioned in his speech, we've moved to this balanced scorecard, which gives at least an equal weighting to customer satisfaction, because we see that as incredibly important. Before anybody gets paid, we have what we call a gateway. And the gateway is that our staff adhere to our code of conduct. And let me tell you, and I know that you're from the union, our staff are excellent and indeed would adhere to the code, but we make that a principle that it's got to get through the gateway. We want to make sure that in bringing things together, that the stakeholder importance, together with the staff motivation, together with the abilities of the staff, are all weighed together. So they're not pushed to do things which would be improper and are not paid where they do something wrong. So I can assure you that, you know, from the top, we are aware and have spoken to our CEO, our people committee is aware of this, that we have this balanced scorecard, which is being intensified and I think working pretty well. We also, I should say, I'm being reminded, measure customer satisfaction over time, not just at a point in time. So for those who are cynical, you can't just improve your customer satisfaction at one moment and then expect that that will give you bonuses or pay or whatever.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the question.